请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书第五章。
Brothers and sisters, would you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5?
虽然我哋用咗好长嘅时间一路咁样嚟读以弗所书。
Even though we have spent much time to read into the book of Ephesians,
读到今日我哋仲未曾读完。
Even until today, we have not finished yet.
但我哋仍旧系盼望圣灵藉着主自己嘅话嚟叫我哋睇到我哋喺主面前跟随主嘅路。
But may the Holy Spirit show us the path which we ought to go on as we follow the Lord today.
我哋从第五章开首。
We'll begin with chapter 5.
第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us, and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
然后我们看第七节。
And then verse 7.
所以你们不要与他们同伙，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光的子女。
Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善公义诚实，总要察验何为主所喜悦的事。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord.
然后我们看十四节。
And then verse 14.
所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
二十节
，verse 20，
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
我哋虽然系用咗好长嘅时间嚟睇。
Even though we have spent a long period of time to look into the book of Ephesians,
但我相信我们弟兄姊妹多多少少总是留住以弗所书的信息在我们的心思的里面。
But I believe that more or less brothers and sisters have kept the impression of the lessons in the book of Ephesians in our heart.
我们晓得神藉着以弗所书向我们解开了一个非常重要的
We know that God has opened to us a very important message through the book of Ephesians.
乃是在神永远的旨意的里头，神要做一件什么事。
That is, in the eternal will of God, what it is that God will do.
从以弗所书的里头，弟兄姊妹很容易你看到一个事实。
In the book of Ephesians, very easily, brothers and sisters, you'll see this fact.
就是突出了教会是基督的身体。
That is, it makes this fact outstanding that the church is the body of Christ.
当我们看进以弗所书的时候，
When we look into the book of Ephesians,
你非常容易看到教会作为基督的身体是怎样的一回事。
Very easily, we'll find the facts, what it means to be the body of Christ for the church.
我们看到神是怎样的安排。
We see how God have made arrangements.
我们又看见神怎样的去进行。
And we see how God executes his plan.
我们又看见神怎样将教会带到他那个目的的完成。
We also see how God will bring the church into the completion of his purpose.
我相信弟兄姊妹一定不会忘记在第一章里面所指出的一个事实。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you will still remember the fact that we pointed out in chapter 1.
在神永远的旨意的里面，神那个目的乃是要叫万有都到到时候的时候在基督里面同归于一。
And that is, in the eternal will of God, in due time, God will cause all things to be gathered up together and summed up as one in Christ. We know that today, while on earth, everything is standing on one side together but against God.
在地上能够寻找到很多很多的人事物的表达，他表达那个目的，那是站在神的对面。
On earth, you're able to find many different people, things, and events that are standing together as one on the opposite side of God.
但感谢赞美我们的神。
But we praise and thank our God.
从我们的始祖堕落的时候开始，一直到如今。
Even from the fall of our forefathers until now.
神未曾停止过他这个工作。
God has never ceased his work.
他不住的要在人的中间寻找那些认识神的人。
God has continued to seek out those who know him.
因为神要用着那帮认识神的人，慢慢慢慢的要将万有带回到神的面前，叫他们在基督里面同归于一。
Because God is to use that group of people who first know him to bring all things back to him so all things can be gathered up and summed up as one in Christ.
我们在第一章的里头特别
In chapter 1, we also especially saw this other item. That is, the completion when all things are gathered together and summed up as one first begins in those who first trusted in the Lord.
换一句话来讲,
in other words,
就是说神先在地上寻找到有一班 认识基督的人,
that God will first seek out a group of people on earth who first know Christ,
让这帮人作为一个开始,
so that this group of people can be the beginning.
然后用着这帮人将万有带回到神的面前,
God will use this group of people to bring all things back to him.
这帮人称为在基督里面首先有盼望的人,
this group of people are called the group who first have hope in Christ.
用我们正常的说话来讲, 这帮
To use common terms, this group who first trusted and have hope in Christ is the church. Therefore, God uses the church to complete his original will, which he has created before the foundation of the world. Now, how is God to do this thing? We thank the Lord. He uses a prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 to show us a very important issue. That is, first, through the working of the Holy Spirit, this is a very enlightening arrangement for us.
这个复活明亮的安排，那个重点乃是复活的基督。
And this enlightening message that it gives to us is upon the risen Christ.
然后就将所有在基督里面被拣选的人都带到神的面前来，去享用基督所作成功。
Then for all those who have been in Christ are able to enjoy the completed, the finished work of Christ.
所以从以弗所书第二章开始，我们就睇到神点样用着基督所作成嘅救恩嚟预备呢一个佢所要作成嘅事。Therefore,
we can see starting from Ephesians chapter 2 how God will use his finished salvation to complete his eternal will.
叫我哋呢班唔认识神嘅人成为认识神嘅人，
so that we who did not know God can come to know God.
叫我们这帮已经认识了神的人，是在神的手里面被神去造就，来成为神建造教会的材料。
And from us who know God now to further know him so that we can be edified to become a useful vessel material in the building of his church.
然后神就用了这帮人，神在那时作工，作出一个这样的结果。
And then God will use this group of people to work and work until this result is brought forth.
让基督在这帮人的中间成为那个核心。
So that this group of people can be the core in the work of the Lord.
或者说是成为这帮人他们的生活的目标。
Or that this group would become the object of this group's people's life.
叫这帮人一直是围绕着神为 在基督身上所表明的那个作为来跟随。
So this group of people can follow according to Christ who is our center and all his finished work and follow on that way.
因着这个这么明确的引导,
and because of this very clear guidance,
所以本来信主的是一个一个一个的个人,
and we each believe in the Lord individually.
但是等到有一天,
but one day,
神一直是在这些个人的身上面, 作工作到一个地步,
God will work individually until this result.
要叫这帮人从个别的人凝聚起上来, 成为一个完整的身体,
that is, these individuals will be made up together as one body.
如同我们这个人一样, 我们身上有很多的肢体,
just like our own being, our own body, we have many members of our own body.
但是我们所有的肢体不是分散的,
yet these members are not individuals thereof.
我们所有的肢体是凝聚在一个事实的里面,
but the members of our body are put together in one body.
这个事实是什么呢?
And what is this one body?
就是我们这个身体,
and this one body then consists of our being.
所以弟兄姊妹,你从我们自己的身体上面, 你能够看到神在神的教会当中要做的工,
therefore, brothers and sisters, from our own bodies and how we are made up, we are able to see the work of God upon the church and how God is to work. We praise and thank our God.
当神安排了这一切的事情的时候,
when God has made all these arrangements,
他就带领我们每一个人一步一步的去进入身体的建造或者说去进入身体的见证的里面,
therefore, he leads each one of us individually into the building of the body or the testimony of the body.
我们承认说,按照我们个人的本性,
we confess by our own nature, we always want to be individualistic.
但是神在我们身上面是定规了一个安排,
but upon us, God has made this determination.
慢慢要将我们带到那个基督的身体,
that is, gradually he will bring each one of us into the reality of the body of Christ.
那神怎样带我们进入这个身体的里面?
Now then, how is God to bring us into this body?
神怎样叫我们脱离个人那个限制而进入那个身体的丰富呢?
How does God bring us from the restraints of our own individualism into the abundance, the richness of this body?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
藉着基督复活的基督所带出来的生命,
that is through the resurrection of Christ and the life which he has brought forth.
啊,将直接,基督复活以后,他升到天上,将圣灵差遣到人的中间来,
and after the resurrection of Christ and his ascension, and that he has sent the Holy Spirit on earth,
将天上面各种属灵的事情来向我们解开,
so that the Holy Spirit will open up to us all the things of the heavenly things.
一面叫我们去经历到那个属天的事情是一回什么事,
so on the one hand, we can experience the things of the heavenlies.
另一面是叫我们享用到属天的经历带给我们的那个真实,
at the same time, we're able to experience the reality of the things in the heavenlies.
因此很自然的,我们就慢慢慢慢是从个人进入到身体的里面,
then gradually, very naturally, will enter from individuals into the body.
我相信弟兄姊妹很多都晓得今天下午我们为了苗青姊妹有一次的交通,
I believe brothers and sisters all know that this afternoon we'll have a time of fellowship for our sister Miu Qing.
弟兄姊妹,如果从人来看,苗青有什么这么特别的?
Now brothers and sisters, from man's point of view, perhaps we say there's what's so special about our sister? She has been received by the Lord, and so be it. But brothers and sisters, you feel one thing. Yes, she is received by the Lord. But both in your heart and mine, we have a very deep feeling. And this emotion, this love, is not that of siblings by the flesh. And if you are to express it, it is hard for us to fully express it. But very clearly, you know there is a captivation there.
一面是想到我们的主,
on the one hand, we consider, yes, our Lord has received our sister.
另一面,我们又想到我们的主在地上的时候,
at the same time, we recall how our sister lived in the pleasure of our Lord while on earth.
这个从个人进入到主的喜悦的里面, 那个就是一条路,
and from this example, from living as individuals into the pleasure of the Lord, that points for us a direction. And this path is not only trod upon by our sister, but it's also gone on by many children of God in the past. Also, many children of God are going on the same way today. If the Lord tarries and does not return, there will be more and more of the children of God who will go in the same way. We praise and thank our God. When we take note of all the whole message of the book of Ephesians, then we come to know how we ought to follow our Lord. We praise and thank our God.
刚才我很浓缩地把过往讲很多次和弟兄姊妹交通的说话是凝结在一起。
Now I have just very condensedly summarized all the past sharings we had throughout the book of Ephesians.
我们今天要继续在过往所交通完了还没完的那部分向前再去看。
Today we will move forward from where we have shared and move onward.
记得上一次我和弟兄姊妹来交通这个信息的时候,
I remember last time when I shared on this message with brothers and sisters,
我们特别提及到,
we have made mention,
在教会的建造的里面,
upon the edification of the church,
或者在教会的身体的成长的里面,
or in the maturity of the church,
神是先在个人身上作工,
God first works upon us individually,
然后将个人带进身体,
and then from individuals he puts us into the body,
从个人带进一个整体,
and from one unit into a corporate body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
我们非常清楚地指出了这一点,
we have clearly pointed this point out.
教会的成长是一件大事,
the maturity of the church is a great thing.
但是教会成长的基础是在个人的身上,
but the foundation, the basis of the maturity of the church is on our individual growth.
如果个别的人在神的面前没有接受到主自己的引导来活在主的教导的底下,
if individually we have not received the guidance of the Lord to listen, to live under His teaching,
身体的成长的这条路是没有路行的,
then there would be no way for the body in which to grow.
但你要活进身体里面去的时候,
but as we live into this body,
首先就必须要个人在神的面前有学习,
firstly, individuals have to have lessons learned before the Lord,
有领会,
to have understanding,
有跟随,
and following.
因为主给我们看到,
because the Lord shows us,
教会成长的路呢, the path, 似乎好像是很大,
the path of the growth of the church seems very broad.
当然你从一个结果上面去看,它真的很大,
of course, from the end result, you see this is a broad path.
因为大到一个结果,要叫万有都在基督里面同归于一,
it is so broad and grand, it's because all things will be gathered together and summed up as one.
但如果你实际从教会的建造这个点上面来开始的时候,
but when we start on this point in the gradual building of the church individually,
你非常清楚看到神在每一个人的身上面, 一个一个一个这样来将我们带上来,
very clearly you are able to see how God leads each one of us one by one as we grow.
所以当我们看到以弗所书第四章的时候,
therefore when we reach Ephesians chapter 4,
我们就留意到神在我们个人的身上是怎样去带领,
we see how God leads each one of us individually.
我相信弟兄姊妹应该还有这么多的记忆,
I believe brothers and sisters still recall this.
我们看到第四章的下半一直到今天我们要看的经文,
we see from the second half of Ephesians chapter 4 into the passage we read today,
曾经和弟兄姊妹特别提及到在这大段的说话里面都是关乎,
I've mentioned two brothers and sisters, this second half of chapter 4 to the passage we read today concerns our individual lessons.
在这段个人的学习里面, 圣灵是用着五个所以的这个词来带我们进入去神的工作。
In these individual lessons, the Holy Spirit uses these five prepositions, therefore, to lead us into these lessons.
我相信弟兄姊妹应该还记得头两个所以在第四章,
I hope brothers and sisters still remember the first two therefores are in chapter 4,
然后剩下的三个所以就在第五章,
and the remaining three therefores are in chapter 5.
虽然在中文圣经里面是用所以这个词,
even though in the Chinese translation it uses the word therefore because,
在英文的圣经里面不一定
but But in the English translation, the same word may not be used. It might be a different translation.
但你能够发现一件事,
but you're able to discover the same thing.
在英文圣经里面用的不同的词是同一个意思。
Whether different terms used in the English translation, it has the same meaning.
因此我们可以很清楚地看到这几个所以在个人在神面前的学习里面那个重要的成分。
Then we're able to realize the preposition of this word therefore, wherefore, the importance of this word as it transitions us in the lessons of God.
如果弟兄姊妹你留意我们刚才读的经文是从第五章的第一节一路读到21节。
Brothers and sisters, if you took note, then you know we read from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 21.
我们没有读完21节。
We have not read through all 21
verses. 我们只是选当中几节来读。
We have only read through some of the verses.
但弟兄姊妹你留意过为什么选那几节呢?
But brothers and sisters, you will take note why did we read those certain verses.
我想很清楚的一件事就是说要叫弟兄姊妹你留意到那几个所以。
One thing is so that brothers and sisters can pay attention to that preposition, therefore.
第一节所以。
Verse 1, be ye therefore.
第七节所以。
Verse 7, be not ye therefore.
第十四节所以。
Verse 14, wherefore.
弟兄姊妹你特别留意到这几处的所以。
Now brothers and sisters, you have paid attention to those places, passages with therefore.
它是连同第四章的两个所以一路下来的。
It is connected with the same context beginning with chapter 4.
所以连结起上来在这大段的说话里面有五个所以。
Therefore, when you connect this whole passage here, it has five therefores.
但你不单只发现有五个所以,
but you'll discover there are not only these five therefores.
如果你真的能够发现所以这几个字的时候, 你会发现这五个所以是连贯性的。
But you will also see not only are these therefores placed there, but they're also in context, in conjunction with one another.
是一层一层这么连贯出来的。
It is linked together one step at a time.
有一层比一层更深入的更多的。
And these are steps that takes us deeper and higher each step.
换一个说话来讲,
in other words,
就是说从浅白去到那个丰富。
That is from something plain and simple into the richness and abundance.
但如果弟兄姊妹你再留意一下的话呢,
but brothers and sisters, if you also pay
attention, 你能够留意到在第四章里面所提的两个所以是比较消极的更多的。
You're able to see the third force mentioned in chapter 4 are more passive.
是提醒我们说, 你们要消除一些不应该有的东西。
It reminds us in chapter 4 more passively that you should get rid of these things you ought not to have.
但到第五章的时候呢,
but in chapter 5,
那三处的所以呢, 是很积极地提醒我们,你们去积极地去追求一些,你们应该有,但现在未有的东西。
These three therefores are telling us to be active, to pursue, to follow, to obtain something which you do not yet have.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神是这样按照那个很清楚的次序,一步一步地带我们来行走这条属天的路。
This is a very clear path which God has led us on as we take each step onto this heavenly way.
我们或者可以这样说,
perhaps we can put it in this way.
在头那两个所以的里面,是保守我们自己不落在旧人的那个限制的里头。
Perhaps we can say the first two therefore will keep us and guard us not to remain in the old man.
在今天我们所留心的这三个所以,是叫我们积极地去追求,去进入神所喜悦的事物的里面。
But in the three therefores that we are to pay attention to today is for us to actively pursue to be acceptable before God in His pleasure.
好了,等到我们如今能够掌握到这一段的说话的那个意思的时候,
now we're able to grasp the meaning of this passage.
我们开始来看一看,
let us begin and look at this.
究竟这三个那个积极的追求,那个实际的内容是一回什么事情?
And these three encouragements for us to actively pursue, what is the context of these words?
弟兄姊妹,你可以从第一个所以的里面归纳到一个这样的意思。
Now brothers and sisters, from the verse first, you're able to summarize this meaning.
归纳到一个什么意思出来呢?
What is this meaning?
是归纳到一个去脱离从神的性情不相符合的那个
we can conclude where to get rid of, put aside the context of our daily living that is not in harmony with the nature of God.
那当然,
yes, on the one hand, you are departing away, putting off.
但实际旅行呢?
But in reality,
乃是你去进入另一方面,
it is for us to enter into, that which God desires for us to enter into.
如果我们用时间来看入这段的话,
now, brothers and sisters, if we took time to look into this passage,
你非常容易看到在那里所提到各样的事情, 都是讲到我们里头所有的各种的光景。
You're able to realize then that which is spoken of here is the condition which we do have within.
在第四章里面所提的事情是提到我们外面生活的表现。
In chapter 4, the things that are mentioned are our external manifestations of our daily living.
现在在第五章里面所提到的是提到我们里头的实际的情形。
But what is mentioned here in chapter 5, it refers to our internal situation, the conditions which we are in now.
换一个说话来讲,
in other words,
为什么你会有第四章里面那种生活的表现呢?
Why is it the manifestation of the daily living that is mentioned in chapter 4 is there?
因为我们有第五章里面所提到的里面那个实际,
that is because the reality that is mentioned in chapter 5 here already exists within us.
你里头那个实际是这样一回事,
because that is the reality that is within you. Therefore, that is what would lead us to manifest the daily living that
现在,
is without.
现在在第四章里面是要叫我们脱离那一切。
In chapter 4, it tells us to get rid of, depart away from those things.
你怎能够脱离呢?
Now, how can we depart away from those things?
第五章里面所提到的就指出了我们要去追求得着。
In chapter 5, then, it teaches us to pursue and gain that which we need to gain.
几时当我们去得着了,
and when we obtain that which God desires for us to obtain,
我们应该脱离那一切的事物,
then that, those things which we ought to be part away from without will naturally be gone.
如果我们看这段的说话,
if we look at this passage,
里头的说话呢, 其中特别, 好提及到我们的言语的问题,
the words especially tell us of our speech.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
提及到言语的这个事实的时候,
when you mention about this point of speech,
我们的主在地上的时候,
when our Lord was on earth, he clearly pointed this out to us.
我们读四福音的时候,
when we read the four gospels,
特别是读头三卷福音的时候,
especially the first three gospels,
你很容易看到主自己的话,
very clearly you can see the Lord's words.
他说你为什么会说出那些话呢?
Why is it those words will be uttered by you?
他说因为你里头就满了那些话,
that is because within you are first filled with those words.
你里头满了那些话, 所以你发表出来的就是那些话,
you can only express what you have contained within you.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个非常好实际的情形。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is a very clear reality.
我那两天,弟兄姊妹,你读报纸也好,你读电视的新闻也好,
I think, brothers and sisters, recently when you look on the news, whether on TV or in the newspaper,
不单单只是在北美,
now, not only in North America,
是几乎好像,
it seems as if the whole world, seems that way, the whole world is shocked by this event.
你说有什么这么大件事情呢?
You question, what is the big deal?
对我个人来说,
now, brothers and sisters, personally, it is really no big deal to me.
但是对这个世界来说,
but it seems as if to the world, this is a great deal.
大到比伊拉克的那些炮火更大一点,
is this a bigger news than the fire, the battle, the war that is in Iraq?
大到比阿富汗是吗？是阿富汗啊，那处那个地方的动乱更大一点,
is even greater than the unrest that is in Afghanistan.
弟兄姊妹,如果你稍微再留意这几天的新闻呢?
Brothers and sisters, if you are pay attention to the news in the recent days,
你特别留意到在中国呢,又有一些很特殊的情形出现。
You also realize then there are some of these situations that are unique in China.
这件事情很多人没有留意的,不过我留意到。
There may be many who did not pay attention to these events, but I have seen them.
就是今年的自然现象造成的伤害在中国很厉害。
And that is the damage, the disasters that are by natural phenomenon is very great, especially in China this year. Now, brothers and sisters, all these other things can be like a great thing in our hearts that occupy us. But there's another event in the recent days that seemed to take the place in the hearts of men more than these other things. Perhaps you say, oh, what is this great news that you're talking about? No big deal, but there's just a singer, a popular singer that died. Perhaps you say, oh, what's the big deal of his passing? In fact, there is nothing great about it. But you seem like the whole world is impacted by it. Why is that? Then you can take note with this example. It has to do with the situation within. You see, this has to do with what is within man. That is because this individual seems to have a very important place in the hearts of man. Now perhaps your question, is he really that important? You just have to ask one question and you'll know the answer. Now he's dead. Do you still live on? You still live on.
那你活下去和他死了有什麼關係呢?
If you are able to live on and his passing away, then when you reach that focal point of this issue, immediately you'll come into contact with the reality that is that our external manifestations are based and restrained by what is internal. Therefore, when we read this third, therefore, in Ephesians, very clearly, you can see that God holds on to this point of the speech of His children to speak on this reality. I remember I mentioned this many a times in San Francisco, especially pointing to the brothers. Especially when we, before we come to know the Lord, brothers and sisters, brothers, you can take note of what it is that you express in your speech. I'm not saying that the sisters do not express the same speech issues, but in general, the brothers have this issue more of an issue. What is so terrible about this? There's no other great thing. But when you really look at it, it's no big deal. But it is a big reality, very practical. It reflects our situation within. Brothers and sisters, recall before you believe in the Lord. In your speech, if you do not add on cursing, it seems like you don't know how to speak.
雖然一般來說女性是比較弱的那麼多,沒有男性那麼強,但這些強法就沒什麼必要那麼強了。But
perhaps you say that the sisters may be not as prone to this as the brothers, but there's nothing to brag about in this area.
在那些日子裡頭,你用粗俗的說話來說話,你有沒有覺得臉有點發紅的呢?
In days past, when you speak very vulgarly or use coarse language, do you even shy away at all?
你不覺得的?
Not at all.
你不單止不覺得,
not only do you feel no shame
你還覺得你還未夠道行,
at all, and you actually feel that you are not living up to the standard.
應該還要加強一些,
you need to describe it even more vividly. But that is what is amazing.
但你信了主之後,
after you believe in the Lord,
這些說話是叫你自己感覺面紅,
these words will bring shame to you. Likewise, you're the same person.
為何先前和如今不同了?
Why is it that you're different now?
弟兄姊妹你留意到,
brothers and sisters, take note.
那個問題的變化不是在乎你的生活的環境,
the issue does not lie in that now your living situation has changed.
你生活的環境仍然是從前的生活環境,
you still live under the same environment.
譬如我們說嬰兒弟兄,
now perhaps for Simon,
對不起, 我用他來講,
I'm sorry, I'm using him as an example.
他回辦公廳就坐在那裡,
He goes to work and he sits in his office.
他手下很多人要看着他来安排那个工作。
He has many working under him to arrange for their work.
他就是这样坐在那里。
So he just sits there.
没什么特别。
Nothing special about that.
但弟兄姊妹你能够发现一件事。
But brothers and sisters, you can take note of one thing.
你虽然是坐在那个位置,
even though you're seated in that position,
但如果你不是一个有主的生命的人呢?
But if you're not one who has the life of the Lord,
你的言语,
your speech,
你的态度,
your attitude,
你的生活的表现,
how you manifest, express your daily living,
是另外一个样,
it is a different form.
但感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
救恩将我们整个人不是仅仅一个地位的改变,
salvation not merely change us in position,
而是在我们的里头产生一个改变,
but within us it has taken this transformation.
这个改变不一定说是将我们整个的人是彻底的来转过来。
Now this transformation may not have utterly changed us completely around,
但最低限度已经发生了一个开始,
but at the very least this is at work.
要叫我们脱离我们从前所有的,
so that we will put off, put away that which we had.
会吸引我们去转过来, 去追求我们从前所没的,
and it will compel us to constrain us to pursue after that which we did not have before.
这个放弃从前所有的和现在追求从前所没的, 是我们的心思里面从来没曾发生过的。
Now this willingness to compel us forward and to leave behind that which we had was something that we never had before.
但感谢赞美我们的主,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
这件事就成了我们的经历。
This has become our experience.
不单在言语上面是这样,
not only in this area of speech,
当然是包括我们的思想,
of course it includes our mind,
当然是包括我们的行动,
of course it also includes our action.
但感谢赞美我们的神,
but we praise and thank our God.
当第五章里面第一个所以打出来的时候,
when the first therefore is shown to us in chapter
5, 神要叫我们里头那个人, 或者说叫我们旧人的那个性情是受到对付。
God deals with this old man, this old nature immediately in chapter 5.
叫我们这个旧人不再好像从前一样这样来克制我们。
So that this old man will no longer bound us in the same way as it had previously.
对一个没生命的人来讲,
brothers and sisters, to one who does not have life,
你说说他的粗口和不说他的粗口有什么这么大的事?
Now what is the big deal with swearing or not swearing?
但弟兄姊妹,在人的感觉上来说,不觉得这个有什么?
But brothers and sisters, in man's view, perhaps doing or not swearing or not is no big deal.
但当我们的生命是被带到神自己的面光底下的时候,
but when our life is brought into the presence of God,
你及时就发现,那件事情在神的面前,
immediately you'll discover what things are acceptable to God, and what things are not acceptable in His sight.
有些事物好像需要人家教导我们一下,
now there seems to be things that need others to teach us somewhat,
但是绝大多数不用人家教导你,
but most of those things are not needed to be taught to us for us to know.
你自己就知道,
we know in by ourselves.
弟兄姊妹,我们感谢赞美我们的神,
brothers and sisters, we praise and thank our God.
这个头一个所以引我们去注意到,
this is the first therefore that it shows us in chapter 5.
你要叫我们懂得去追求主所喜悦的,
so that we would know how to pursue after that which pleases the Lord.
为了时间的关系,我不多讲了。
For the sake of time, I will move on.
我要转下来去和弟兄姊妹看第二个所以,
we'll take a look at the second therefore.
弟兄姊妹,当你留意到第二个所以的时候呢,
now brothers and sisters, when you take a note of the second therefore,
你非常清楚地注意到第二个所以又带我们进了一步,
you can see the second therefore will lead us a step further.
头一个所以,讲第五章, 第一个所以就叫我们脱离里面那一切的灰暗。
In chapter 5, the first therefore leads us away from the darkness that is within.
第二个所以呢,就引我们向前一步去进入神的喜悦。
The second therefore will lead us a step further into the pleasure of God.
弟兄姊妹,这是一个非常非常重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
一提到叫我们进入到神的喜悦的时候,
when it leads us into that which is acceptable before God,
弟兄姊妹,你在这个地方里面很容易看到有一件事情很突出的。
Very clearly, you can see something that is outstanding here.
是什么事呢?
What is that?
是交朋友的问题。
That is the matter of our friendship.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, not merely on this issue of our friendship.
但在这个地方里面,
but it does make this point outstanding, this fellowship or this friendship that we have.
弟兄姊妹,在我们之间,
Brothers and sisters, in our midst, I don't know if you have discovered this issue.
提到交通到这个部分的时候,
When I share on this point, I especially want to say a few more words to the young people.
当然弟兄姊妹你常常记得,
of course, brothers and sisters, you'll recall.
似乎我在三藩市没有讲过这句话,
perhaps I have not said these words in San Francisco.
不过在圣布鲁诺我讲过好几次,
but I have said these words repeatedly in San Bruno.
讲什么呢?
What is that?
讲我自己,
I speak of myself.
讲我自己什么呢?
What am I saying of myself?
我说我自己都年轻过,
I said that I've been young once.
弟兄姊妹你懂得,
Brothers and sisters, you understand.
今天我讲这番话,
when I say these words,
不是站在年长的弟兄身上来讲这番话,
I'm not speaking these words on the point of view as someone who is older.
是站在我们已经走过的一段路程, 从当中领会到一些事实,
But I speak these words from the point of view where we were young ones and we have from those experiences gained some knowledge that we can share with you. Brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see one thing.
前两日有一个弟兄问我一个问题,
2 days ago, a brother asked me this question.
他说有一个姊妹,
he asked, there's a sister.
他说他自己个人和主中间的交通很好,
She shared that she has a very good fellowship with the Lord.
但她没办法能够摆入到和弟兄姊妹一起,
but she just cannot enter into fellowship with brothers and sisters.
究竟这个是为什么事情?
Now what is that all about?
当这个弟兄问我的时候,我知道他问什么。
When this brother asked me this question, I knew what he was getting at.
我就告诉他,很简单的那件事,
I share with him, it is very simple.
就是生命未能成长,
it is because her life is not mature enough
yet. 如果生命是成长的时候呢, 他就会知道,
as that life matures, then she will know
他应当正常的那个拣选是什么,
what her normal choice should be.
我就跟他讲一个比方,
I share this example with
就正如我们这个人的长大一样,
just as we grow in our life.
我们小时候呢,
when we are young,
当然黏着爸爸妈妈, 尤其是黏着妈妈,
especially we like to cling on to our parents, especially cling on to the mom.
但等到大到这么上下呢,
but as the children grow older,
就嫌爸爸妈妈多事惯,
they say, oh, the parents are just annoying.
那怎么办呢?
So then what?
那就是自己同年纪的同学也好朋友也好呢,
So then the children will cling on to their friends, their same age, their peers.
那有没有错呢?
Is there anything wrong with that?
你又不能说他是错,
there's nothing wrong with that, you can say.
但你又不可以说他绝对呢?
But you cannot say that it's absolutely
你得要看个别事情来讲,
right. You have to go case by case.
当他们长大到这个地步的时候,
when we, they grow to this certain stage,
他们就觉得活在自己的人中间的时候好像很释放,
They feel they're very relaxed and free amongst their circle of friends.
释放的原因在哪里呢?
What's the reason for that?
因为有共同的生活的内容,
because they have the same interests or same things that they go through.
有共同了解的言语,
they have a common language.
有共同爱慕的那种的生活的内容,
they have the same hobbies or interests that they can talk
各种各样都是相同,
about. And everything, there is this common,
所以就走埋一堆咯,
so they get together.
好了,
now,
慢慢地再长大一点这么多,
gradually as they grow,
长大到他们自己有自己的家庭,
they grow to they have their own families now.
弟兄姊妹你可以发现一件事情,
brothers and sisters, you'll discover,
旧的朋友还可以还在,
their old friends still remain,
但是不像新的家庭,
but it is unlike the new family.
新的家庭的开手就好像两个人,
and then the forming of this new family seems to be of two individuals.
但过没几年就不止两个人,
but gradually from two in the family it grows.
好了, 到这个时候呢,
now then at that point,
弟兄姊妹你开始留意到自己所发生过的事了,
then, brothers and sisters, you can take note of what has happened in this life-changing of yours.
那个时候你开始觉得,
at that time, you begin to realize,
为什么那群子女不是那么喜欢跟我呢?
How is it that my children don't want to stick around with me?
为什么那群子女又那么欢喜跟其他的人呢?
Why is it the children want to follow other people?
但在你的心思里面,你是两件事情。
But in your heart, it's two different things.
在这个日子里面,你所注意的是你的家庭。
Because in the days, you only focus on your own family.
但在你的儿女的身上面,他所注意的是他们的兴趣。
But upon your children, what they focus on is their own interest.
弟兄姊妹,你留意这类的事情是一代传,一代传,一代传,一代传。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this is how it is in the cycle, generation after generation.
所以弟兄姊妹,如今你就懂得。
Then brothers and sisters, you will realize.
我说我都曾经年轻过,
I said that I've been young once.
但为什么如今有另外一种的体会在那里呢?
Why is it now there's a different understanding?
因为你长大了。
Because now we have grown.
你长大了。
We have matured.
所以你的长大的时候,你所面对那件事,和你所留意的事情,就不再是从前的那个光景。
Therefore, when you grow and mature, what you focus on is no longer the same thing that you focus on when you were young.
你从前所注意的就是我的满足。
Now, before, you only focus on my own satisfaction.
如今你所注意的是我这个家里面的那个和谐和团结。
But now, as you grow and you have your own family, you focus on the harmony and the unity that is in my family.
弟兄姊妹,我只是很简单地来提提这些事。
Brothers and sisters, I can only mention this very simply.
当我们留意到这类事情的时候,你就注意。
But when you take note of these examples, you realize what I just mentioned is just something very common in general. But when I mention that again, there is some uniqueness there.
弟兄姊妹,你留意了很多,
Brothers and sisters,
年幼的弟兄姊妹, 当他还在年轻的时候, 他们似乎对主的心非常算好。
You see, you realize for those younger generation, when they are young, they have somewhat of a good heart toward the Lord.
但是慢慢,
but gradually,
当然有部分仍然在主的面前是维持着一个对的光景来向前行。
Of course, there will still be a group of them that will remain in a good condition, a right condition as they follow the Lord.
但慢慢你发现当中有一部分呢,
but gradually,
就和过往的情况来一个很大的转变。
But gradually you discover a group that has a big change from their previous condition with their heart toward the Lord.
我讲具体的说话。
Now to be very practical.
过往我们心里面向着主。
Before their hearts were toward the Lord.
但如今心里面没什么太有主。
But now there's not too much of the Lord in their hearts.
有什么呢?
What is there?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
可以讲,
you can say,
刚刚死了那个人,
the singer that just died.
为什么他会有这样的转变?
You say, why did this person have such a great change in their heart?
弟兄姊妹,你不能不注意到,
Brothers and sisters,
如今圣经上面所提到的话,
you must then take note of the words here in the Bible.
他们所交的朋友,
the friendship which the people we make.
上到中学的时候,
when the young people are in school,
他接触的面比较大一点,
they have a broader spectrum of people they encounter.
再入到大学的时候,
as they enter into college,
他们接触的面就更阔的更多了,
their eyes would be open even more wide.
就不单止是跟他们同年代的,
not only of their own generation.
特别在北美里面来讲, 如果我们稍微留意的话, 你会留意到, 在大学里面的, 一些的称谓, 做教授的人, 对学生的影响的力,
especially in North America, when you are in college, the influence of the professors upon the young people are very great.
那弟兄姊妹,
then this issue arises.
你交什么朋友呢?
What friendships do you form?
如果你交的朋友是好的朋友,
if you make good friends,
他会把你影响到向好的方向继续行走,
they will influence you in the good direction that you would go on.
但你交到的朋友不是好的朋友,
but if you make bad friends,
他可以将你这个人带到一个完全败坏的光景的底下,
they are able to corrupt you.
弟兄姊妹,你留意到在如今社会的新闻,
brothers and sisters, if you take note of the news today,
你会发现很多很多的年轻人,
you'll discover many, many young people.
他们做出一些事情是比成年做的更差更坏,
they will do things that are even surprisingly worse than the adults.
你说为什么?
You will say, why is that?
你能够从他们的生活的背景里面看到,
from the background in their life, you can see,
他们那个转机就是转机在所交的朋友那里。
Their turning point, which influence them, is in the friends which they make.
弟兄姊妹，我只不过提出一啲咁样嘅现象，让大家你去留意。
Brothers and sisters, I'm only mentioning these phenomenon for you to take note of.
但正规嘅，我哋要翻翻到神嘅话。
But let us return back to the Word of God.
圣经话特别提醒我哋。
The Word of God especially reminds us.
喺我哋追求去认识神嘅喜悦，同埋去接受神嘅喜悦呢件事上边。
As we pursue to prove that which is acceptable unto the Lord and to enter into that.
圣经里面特别提到一件事情系好重要。The
Bible especially mentions one thing that is very important.
就系话。
That is,
在你交朋友的事上要小心,
you must be very careful in the friendships which you make.
我们做父母的弟兄和姊妹,对你儿女的那个交往的事情,
As parents, you have to be very careful upon the friendships your children make.
弟兄姊妹,你留意在第五章里面第二个所以的里头,
Brothers and sisters, in this second therefore in chapter 5,
提到两句说话,
it mentions these two words.
两句说话的字句有些多不同,
These two sentences are somewhat different,
但意义是一样,
but it has the same meaning.
在哪里呢?
Where is that?
第一, 弟兄姊妹你注意,
first sentence, pay attention, brothers and sisters.
就是第七节咯,
that is verse 7.
他说,所以你们不要与他们同伙啊,
Be ye therefore not partakers with them.
那个他们是指哪个呢?
Who is them?
就是指第七节上头所提的, 那堆的说话里面所提到的各种各样的事,
That is before verse 7, these children of obedience are the things that are mentioned before verse 7.
然后第二句说话呢,在11节,
And the second sentence in verse 11.
他说,那暗昧无益的事,不要与人同行,
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
都要责备行这样事的人,
But rather reprove them.
两个不同, 字句来去说明同一件事.
These are two different sentences, but speak of the same thing.
一句说话来讲就是说, 特别在我们交朋友的事上面, 我们需要小心.
The bottom line is that we have to be extremely careful in the friendships which we make.
我所认识的一些旧同学,
Some of my old friends,
曾经是几好人,
Before they were considered somewhat good people.
但若干年后我们再碰头的时候,
but many years later, when we meet again,
我们发现这一班的同学当中相当大的部分都变成赌徒,
we discover that many of the friends we had before had become gamblers.
为什么会这样呢? 以前不是这样的。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps you might ask, why is that before that we weren't that way?
不需要我们去追
We don't need to seek for too many reasons.
你只要留意他所交的朋友,
But all you need to see is the friends which they have made.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
所以我特别对年轻的弟兄姊妹,你要留意到你所认识的朋友。
Therefore, young people, pay attention to the friends around you.
当然要特别提醒初做父母的弟兄和姊妹,你要留意是怎样带领你的下一代,
Also, as a reminder to the new parents or your young parents, how you would need your next generation to live well before the Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
然后我们再看一下第三个所以。
Now let us move on to the third, therefore.
第三个所以是讲得很清楚了。
The third, therefore, is very clearly stated.
是怎样讲得很清楚法呢?
How is it stated?
弟兄姊妹,你留意第三个所以他讲什么呢?
What does the third therefore say here?
他说,所以主说,你这睡着的人,当醒过来,从死里复活,基督就要光照你了。
Verse 14, Wherefore, the Lord said, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
很简单的说话。
It is very simple words.
就是说,你要活在基督的面光的底下。
It tells us that we must live under the light of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,我们当然晓得有一天,我们会在主的面前要受审判。
Brothers and sisters, we realize that one day we will come under the judgment of Christ.
但我们不需要看到这么长远的那件事。
But we do not look to so afar off.
我们就看今天我们自己的事情就够了。
But let us look at ourselves today.
如果主今天就回来,
If the Lord returns today,
或者你今天主把你接去,
Or the Lord receives us today,
Brothers and
sisters, when we do see the Lord, how is it that we shall meet Him? Brothers and sisters, this is a very important question. Of course, when the Lord receives me today, I will not immediately be under His judgment seat. But as for me, then, my days, my chances are gone.
我不能再增加我什麼?
I cannot have any more increase.
我亦不可能減少我什麼?
And I cannot have any decrease.
我是怎樣就是怎樣?
I will meet the Lord just as I am.
但一個問題很清楚,
but one thing is very clear.
今天我在主的面前, 我是活在主的光的底下, if, 還是不是在主的光的底下?
The question is, am I living under the light of the Lord today or not?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is very practical. The Lord's words here
say, those
who are asleep,
it is
time to awake.
為什麼要醒過來呢?
Why?
因為主已經作了你的生命。Now,
because the Lord has become your life.
你如今是活在主作你的生命的光的這個事實的裡面。
Now you're living in this reality, this fact that Christ is your life. He is
your life. 今天我們在主的面前是活得對，抑或是活得不對呢? 你不用人家跟你說的。
Therefore, whether we're living correctly, rightly before the Lord or not today, we need not others to teach us.
我們常常好像有這樣的想法。
Perhaps we always have this way of thinking.
我活得對不對呢? 啊, John跟我作見證就行了。
As long as I'm living right or not, as long as John, someone else,
如果他說我沒有作錯呢, 那就是我對了。
If he says I'm not doing wrong, then I'm right.
真的嗎?
Is that true?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
完全不真的,
that is not true at all.
我在他的眼裡可以成為聖人,
now, perhaps in his eyes, I am a sage.
但是我不見得我是一個聖人。
But I'm not a saint at all.
所以弟兄姊妹一個很重要的問題,
therefore, brothers and sisters, a very important issue
is,
how are we living under the light of the Lord today? Therefore, the Lord says, awake, thou who sleepeth.
要讓復活的基督在我們的裡面來管理著我們。
And arise from the dead and let the light of the Lord, the risen Christ, rule over us.
弟兄姊妹,我們感謝神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
因為當神在救恩的裡面讓基督來作我們的生命這件事情成全的時候,
because when God allows for Christ to be our life, and that is completed in us,
一個非常明顯的變化在我們的身上,
a very evident transformation upon us,
就是我們的生活的目標的重新的認定,
is the goal of our life. Now we have a new purpose in our life.
在我們的生活的重新的 確認,
it is that we have a regeneration of the purpose of our life.
在我們個人上面來講,
individually speaking,
我們很簡單的就是說,
very simply we'll say,
我們是要活在神的旨意在我身上有路可以成全的這樣的光景的下面。
We want to live in a condition where the will of God can be done upon me.
我們感謝讚美我們的神。
We praise and thank our God.
弟兄姊妹,我們都曉得,
brothers and sisters, we know,
雖然在以弗所書裡面沒有提到那件事,
the Holy Spirit did not mention this matter in the book of Ephesians.
如果我們讀約翰一書的時候, 我們會讀到有一個叫恩膏的教訓。
But when we read 1 John, we read of the teaching of the anointing.
如果我們讀哥羅西書的時候, 我們會讀到基督的生命作我們的主。
When we read the book of Colossians, we see that the life of the Lord is our peace.
但是在以弗所書裡頭沒有特別提到這一件。
In the book of Ephesians, this is not especially mentioned.
但是不是真的沒有提到呢?
But is it true that it's not mentioned at all?
認真講起上來又不是。
Strictly speaking, that is not true.
為什麼呢?
Why?
因為在第三章的裡頭,
because in chapter 3,
在保羅的一個禱告的裡面,
in that prayer of prayers,
他很清楚地指出一件事,
very clearly he points out,
那件事就是說,
and that is,
你要尋求基督在你裡面,
that you must seek after Christ in you.
你要留意基督在我們的裡面的地位,
you must pay attention to the position, the place of Christ in your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹,雖然在以弗所書裡面沒有用聖靈的, 沒有用這個恩膏的教訓,亦沒有用生命的光照。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, even though the term is not used, the teaching of the anointing or the peace of Christ in the book of Ephesians,
但在以弗所書裡面非常清楚地指出我們在神面前生活的那條路的方向。
But in the book of Ephesians, it still points out for us very clearly the way, the direction which we ought to live
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We praise and thank our God。
当我哋弟兄姊妹喺神嘅面前常常祷告嘅时候，会咁样讲。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, when we pray, we will pray this way。
呢个咁样讲，那系根据诗篇上面嘅说话。
When we pray this way, it is according to the words in Psalm。
我哋话仰望主嘅怜悯，叫我哋能够时时喺光中见光。
We say we look to the Lord's mercy so that we will often see light in His light。
弟兄姊妹，咩叫做光中见光？
Brothers and sisters, what is this to see light in His
light? 简单嘅嚟讲就系你活喺主嘅光嘅底下。
Very simply, brothers and sisters, if you live under the light of the Lord.
但系唔单单只系活喺主嘅光嘅底下。
But not just to live under His light.
而且系话喺光嘅里边，你进到嗰个更强嘅光嘅里头。
But in that light, you enter into a greater light.
咁呢个说话嚟讲就系我哋嘅生命整个嘅嗰个成长。是越过越靠近主自己的心思。
In other words, the maturity of life as time passes will draw closer and closer and nearer to the heart of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因为按照他自己的定义。
That is according to His
will. 他在我们身上面那个拯救，那个目的。
His salvation upon us, His purpose.
在哪处呢？
Where is that?
当然我们初初信主的弟兄姊妹来讲，我们没办法能够要求你了解到更多更深。
Of course, for new believers, brothers and sisters, we cannot require you to know even more or higher or deeper.
你刚刚上个月先至信主嘅，我哋冇办法能够要求你去认识到话，将来有一日你要同基督嘅同喺荣耀里面。
If for you who just believe in the Lord last month, we cannot have the requirement upon you to realize that one day you will be in glory with Christ.
但如果对于我们在主里面的日子比较长久的弟兄和姊妹呢？
But for brothers and sisters who have some more longer days in the Lord.
二十年你信了主了。
You believe in the Lord for 20 years.
今天你对信主的那个目的和要求，依旧是你个人在神的面前得神的眼见的祝福。
If the condition you remain today after 20 years is still on the visible blessings which you receive from the Lord because you are saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，我们说，我们并没有长大。
Then brothers and sisters, we can say before the Lord that we have not grown in His presence.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
几时我们被带到主自己面光的底下的时候，
Whenever we are brought under the presence of the Lord.
你非常清楚地晓得神的救恩在我们的身上所带出的那个目标。
Very clearly, you can see the purpose of His salvation upon us.
他不单止叫我们今天脱离神的追讨。
It is not only for us to be saved from His chastening today.
他不单止今天叫我们停止了神在我们身上所有的审判。
It is not only for us to be delivered from all His judgments today.
而且他是带领我们一步一步一步的向前。
But it is that God will lead us step by step forward.
向前到一个什么地步呢？
Forward to what point?
向前到如同创世纪的时候神造人的那个目的。
We will be led forth to a point as in Genesis in the purpose of God's creation of man.
用简单的说话来讲，
In simple words,
头一件事情是要叫你似神。
The first thing is for us to be like God.
第二件事情是叫你发表神。
The second thing is for us to manifest God.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个是神的救恩的那个目的。
Brothers and sisters, take note, this is the purpose of God's salvation.
我们在承受神自己的救恩的那个点开始。
Well, on this point, when we receive the salvation of God,
神是一步一步一步的带我们来到这个这样的地步。
Step by step, God will lead us to that end point.
要叫我们这班人能够被带到神的面前，是完成了神起初造人的目的。
So this group of people can be brought to the original purpose of God's creation of man.
弟兄姊妹，这个就回到我们刚才所特别提到以弗所书第一章里面所提的事了。
Brothers and sisters, this will lead us back to what we mentioned, especially in Ephesians chapter 1.
叫我们这班在基督里面首先有指望的人成了神那个荣耀的彰显。
So that we first who trusted in Christ to have hope in Him, we will be the manifestation of His glory.
然后再用着我们这班人将整个宇宙都带回到神的面前来。
And then to use us, this group of people, to bring all the universe back into His presence.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这个是神在我们身上面的那个定义。
This is the will of God upon us.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We praise and worship
our God. 因为在祂自己的引导底下。
Because under His guidance.
是一天过一天的带我们去追求，去认识，接受神的自己作我们的完全的产业。
It is day by day that God leads us to understand and realize that we are to receive His inheritance.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
这个是我们在神的面前所特别
This is what we need to pay attention to in God's
presence.
Now, brothers and sisters, we have spent our time to take note of these three therefore. Now then, what is the purpose of these three therefore? Where is that leading us? Brothers and sisters, take note. I won't go into it in detail. I will only point those verses out for you to take note of.
是什么事情呢?
What verse is that?
那个就是在第十七节底下的段的说话了。But
that is in verse 7, the second half of verse 7.
他说不要做糊涂人,要明白主的旨意是怎样。Wherefore
be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒,酒能使人放荡。
And be not drunk with the wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说,口唱心和的赞美主。
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名,常常感谢父神。
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Brothers and sisters, we praise and thank our God. According to His
own faithfulness,
step by step, He will lead us unto this point. What is this point like? In the daily content of our daily living, we are one who is filled with thanksgiving. If we look at from the nature of our us individually, brothers and sisters, you'll see very clearly. This group of people will become a group of people who will fear the Lord. At the same time, they will submit to one another. Upon this foundation of fearing God, we learn to submit to one another. Brothers and sisters, take note. It is submitting to one another, not to submitting to any particular person. But pay attention. But submitting one to another. Because we all fear God. Sometimes we are foolish. Sometimes we are weak. Therefore, when brothers and sisters have pointed out our foolishness, we would accept that, receive that with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank the Lord, He has supported me through brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord because through brothers and sisters, He has sustained me that I did not depart away from the way of the Lord. If the guidance of the Lord upon us is to lead us to be one who is submissive and to be one who is obedient, is a lesson for each one of us in the Lord. Because if we do not learn this lesson of obedience individually for each one of us, there is no way, no path for us to enter into the body. We praise and thank our Lord. Therefore, you can see as the Lord explains His words to us in this way, at this particular point, it surrounds the focus on the individual. If the Lord still gives us the opportunity to share on the book of Ephesians, then, brothers and sisters, the words of fellowship that follows after this will lead us into a corporate obedience. From an individual submission into a corporate submission. And all such submission is based on the fact that Jesus is our Lord.
我哋成为基督嘅身体。
So that we can manifest this fact that we are His body.
但系主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我哋喺余下嘅日子里边，有交通也好，冇交通也好，我哋自己个人读以弗所书嘅时候，你读到神同我哋讲嘅话。
In the days ahead, whether we have the chance to fellowship more on this or not, but when we read it individually, may the Lord speak to us.
今日开恩啲。
Ah, today I'll be more gracious on the time.
我就停喺呢处啦。
I will end here.
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，但愿你用着圣灵，将你嘅话更厉害、更明显嘅显明俾我哋每一个人。
Lord, may you use the Holy Spirit to impress your words even more greatly and strongly upon us.
叫我哋喺你面前活着嘅时候，系活出你嗰个荣耀嘅宝贵嘅心意。
So that as we live, we would be able to live out your glorious and precious will.
越到末后嘅日子，我哋越发觉得到。我哋需要活喺你自己嘅面光嘅底下。
As the end times draw closer and closer, we discover the more we need to live under your light.
呢个世代已经走到尾声。
This generation has come to an end.
但我哋感谢你，你已经救我哋脱离咗呢个世代。
But we praise and thank thee because thou hast delivered us from this generation.
但愿我哋嘅主，你继续救我哋脱离呢个世代所俾我哋嘅各种各样嘅骚扰。
But Lord, we do pray that thou would deliver us from all the disturbances this age will bring us.
但愿我们众人都预备好，是等候在荣耀里面和你面对面。
That we would all be prepared well to meet thee face to face in glory.
我们敬拜赞美，归给你。
We give you all the praise and thanksgiving.
祈祷奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.